It has become a tradition set in Egypt that at the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan every year, the president announces a pardoning of prisoners. This year, the newly elected president, Mohamed Morsi, issued a decree ordering the release of 572 civilians convicted in military prisons. The issue of military trials for civilians had risen following the toppling of the Mubarak regime and the military taking over. The total number of civilians to be put to trial in military courts since February 2011 has reached a total of 11,879, the majority of which have been released after a long and rigorous campaign called No to Military Trials, which raised the issue to the attention of the public.
No to Military Trials campaign has been one of the most successful grassroots campaigns since the revolution started last year. So they managed to counter the propaganda that was made by SCAV that all the people who were tried in front of military courts are thugs and thieves and criminals.
Morsi had formed a special committee to review the cases of the civilians serving time in military prisons, and based on its first report, the decision was made to release the 572 individuals. Mahmoud Fawzi, the head of the committee, had said there will be other releases as the committee continues its work, but the exact number of civilians in military prisons is unknown.
As the committee had members from the military council and members from the military court, so these people think that all of us are thugs and all of these activists deserve to be, tried in front of military courts. So how come you're going to solve the issue with the same people who have caused it?
Activists and NGOs concerned with human rights have all insisted that under no circumstances should a civilian be subjected to a military court. With the election of Mohamed Morsi, many hope that the new president, who once himself was unjustly imprisoned under Mubarak, would ensure the end of military trials for civilians and political detention, issues that are demanded by revolutionaries and political forces alike. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.